What can we do when the system fails us? When the prices of necessities steadily climb beyond reach? When borders and business interests enclose the commonwealth of our planet and put its abundance at risk of scarcity? When compounding calamities threaten total collapse? I'm not saying the system isn't working. It is. It just isn't working for us. You and me. Common people with common interests in having our cares considered, needs met, and communities flourishing. The system is working just fine for the authorities over people and property. The capitalists, the rulers, all those who take by right from the fruits of our labor and the gifts of the earth. They shape the world as they see fit, and this is the result. Have you said thank you once? If we continue on our current course under their direction, our future is indeed quite bleak. But what if we didn't accept what is? Take a walk with me through the forest. A healthy forest is a living mosaic of species that create an ever-changing community. While some trees seem to stand for eternity, the forest as a whole is in constant flux, as it faces disturbances of both human and non-human origin, from fires to floods to disease to insect blooms. With major disturbances come major opportunities, as the gaps where tree stands once stood offer full sun, fresh soil, and plentiful resources. Such opportunities are first colonized and crowded by fast-growing species that seek to take advantage of the ripe conditions. The pioneers. They consume resources and reproduce rapidly, outcompeting other species for the sake of their own growth and survival, in spite of the long-term consequences on the ecosystem as a whole. Their behavior is unsustainable, and once abundant resources become scarce, creating the conditions for their own demise. They've served their role, but their time is up. The nutrients they've captured will lay the foundation for the next stage of succession. The plants that come next arise in difficult conditions for sure, but such conditions have created the opportunity for a different and concurrent strategy to competition. Cooperation. If these successors intend to survive and become part of a mature forest, they'll need to engage in reciprocity with their neighbors. Instead of hoarding resources, they must circulate resources. Instead of acting as if they were independent, they must embrace their interdependence. Only then can they thrive. This isn't really a story about a forest. We now stand at a precipice. We can continue to follow along the road to ruin paved by our rulers, or we can replace their world with one of our own making. How do we do that? The story of the forest was inspired by a section of Potawatomi botanist Robin Wall Kimmerer's The Serviceberry. She says,
"The natural process of ecological replacement highlights two mechanisms at work in replacing a complex system that dominates the landscape and seems too big to change. Succession relies in part on incremental change, the slow, steady replacement of that which does not serve ecological flourishing with new communities. But it also relies on disturbance, on disruption of the status quo, in order to let new species emerge and flower. Some massive disturbances are destructive, and recovery from them may not be possible. Other disturbances, of the right scale and type, create renewal and diversity."
This mirrors the twofold approach that I've discussed before. We need to oppose the system through confrontation and non-cooperation, and propose alternatives through promotion and prefiguration. That means disrupting the systemic sources of harm around us and creating, as Kimura says, gaps, openings, and edges between the new and the dominant through alternative economies so that we may survive the status quo in the short term and topple the old system to thrive in the long term. Just remember that what's above the surface is only half the story. As one anonymous black anarchic radical put it, we also need to move like mycorrhizae. There is work to be done underground. The world we seek to create may be called anarchy, a world without rule where autonomy, mutuality, and free association form the basis of our society. I say let it be. May our forests and meadows bloom. All power to all the people. Peace.